This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
Diet starts tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Emily.
And I'm Remy. And today we have some listener questions that you guys submitted. And it's going to be a really fun time.
But first, what's new with you, Remy?
Okay, so I had a really tough but also fun night the other night. Ben and I got invited to this like Valentine's prom that was thrown by Halsey's new makeup company.
Really rude of you to take Ben as your plus one.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Next time. But yeah, it was like had all the makings of an amazing party. Like there were makeup stations when you got there. So like if you didn't feel your top, like you could get your makeup done.
They should have that at every event.
They really should.
Like you can just show up with a bare face and get your makeup done.
Yeah.
I would go to more parties.
Same. The food was really good. They had tiny tacos. They had a fondue with section with everything, like a cascading chocolate fountain with bananas and all the things that you'd ever want to dip into fondue. Amazing. Amazing 90s music, gorgeous like decor, a perfect step and repeat. This was like, we kept saying this party is so fun. It's so fun. It's so fun. We're having the best time. And then I was wearing this dress that he got for me, like, I think New Year's 2020.
Ben bought you the dress?
Yeah.
Does he buy you clothes as a habit?
No, but sometimes, like, if we're shopping together and I'm like, oh, I like that thing, but, like, I'm not going to buy it. And he's like, do you really like that thing? Like, it could be, like, a gift because, like, it was for Christmas. So it was a Christmas
present.
That's
so nice. But so you try the thing on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to.
He can't
just like buy me clothes. That's crazy.
Because if he could guess your size.
No.
I
can't even. I can't do that.
Such a quick detour. But a friend of mine got engaged a few years ago. And the way that her now husband proposed to her was that she came home and there were all these new dresses laid out on the bed. And it had a note that was like, pick your favorite dress.
Uh-huh.
And she picks the dress. And then, you know, she gets picked up by a limo and it takes her downtown to the restaurant where they had their first date. You know, it was like this big epic thing. But she's telling me this story. And the only thing I can think is like, How did he know? Yeah, like how did he know that there was going to be a dress that was A, appropriate, B, you liked it, and C, was the right size?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that takes a certain amount of skill or just a person that really wears a certain size. Like for me, it's different in everything. So I have to try something on and we both decide, oh, we like it. And then he'll get it like in 2 days.
Well, the dress was hot.
Thank you.
I saw pics.
Yes. I love the dress and I was really excited to wear it. And I noticed like an hour in or something that it had popped open on one side, like one seam split. And I was like, oh my God, I broke the dress. And like, I immediately just started like feeling really bad about it. Like, even though I know logically that I weigh more than I did at that time, I just never thought that I would break the dress.
But when you put it on, were you like, oh, it's a little tight, but it still looks good. So whatever.
Yeah, but it's always been a little tight. Like, that's kind of the look of the dress.
It's a bodycon dress.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be tight.
Yeah.
No, I feel you. I've had this happen before. How big was the hole? Like an inch?
Exactly, like an inch and a half.
Okay.
And I was like, it immediately put me in a funk because one of the things I wanted to do was like, oh, get like a good picture. And now all I can see in the pictures is that I've ripped this dress open. And like, it just made me feel bad. And then I felt bad for feeling bad because I was like, we're supposed to be loving and accepting of ourselves no matter what. Like, why are you like letting this ruin your party? And then I kind of spiral deeper. And then the other side ripped. And I just kept getting really down on myself. And yeah.
I can't believe that both sides ripped.
Yeah.
Okay. After the first seam ripped, mm-hmm. after it ripped on one side, I would think, okay, that's pretty logical to be like, all mm-hmm. right, well, I mean, this dress was just too small for me, right?
Yeah.
But now that I hear that the other side ripped, now I'm thinking this was a really poorly made dress.
Yeah.
Like, where was this dress from?
Yeah.
Was it a fast fashion type store?
No. It was from the mall.
What, like, do you know the price range of the dress? I'm just curious because I've never had
it. Was like in the 100 to 200. Like, it wasn't like a shitty dress.
I've never had a dress bust open on two sides.
Neither have I. So it was, yeah, a real moment for me. And if anybody else knows moments like this, like, I don't know, you just like, you feel embarrassed.
Oh yeah, it's super embarrassing.
Like, it's not even SpongeBob splitting his pants. It's like,
no, because that's funny.
Because that's funny. This isn't funny. Like, I wanted to look pretty. Like, I don't often go out. And like, that's what sucked too, is I was feeling so good. I was really feeling myself. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, I suck. But then I got over it. And like, we had a really fun time. And like, I have posted a picture from the party. If you zoom in really close, you can see my seam is ripped open.
I was going to ask if you took that picture pre-rip or post-rip.
Post-rip.
Did you, so you didn't Facetune?
No, because I made that my whole thing. That I'm not Facetuning this year. So now rips and all.
That's why I brought it up. I wanted to hold you accountable.
Yeah.
But then again, I would have totally, and not that I'm the keeper of the resolutions, but I would have totally forgiven you using Facetune just to fill in a hole.
No, this was my, this is real, this is me moment.
This is Remy's authentic era.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will be looking back at that picture and zooming in just to see. I'm just curious. Mm-hmm. Did the rip get any bigger throughout the night, or did it stay the same size?
No, both rips are the same size on both sides now.
It's fascinating. Well, I mean, I told you,
so at
cutouts
least
are
she's
in.
Symmetrical.
She's symmetrical.
Oh, yeah. And cutouts are in. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's intentional. Let's just call it intentional.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you didn't have a breakdown. I honestly, for me, it's more the embarrassment factor.
Totally.
Like, it's less that I would think, oh God, like, I don't fit in the dress. It's more just like,
I thought I fit in it and I was wrong.
Yeah. Well, you did fit in it. It just gave out.
Yeah.
But no, my thing is like, just the act of like the fact that I put myself together and I got all ready and like, I was happy with the aesthetic.
Yeah.
And then I go to where I'm going and my dress rips. Like,
yeah,
that would shatter my whole.
Yeah. No, it really sucked. And I was like very upset for like an hour. But it was fine because I like got it back. I reminded myself, I was like, I felt hot before this, you know, like this is nothing to, just because this specific dress doesn't fit me perfectly right now, doesn't mean I need to feel differently about my body. I don't need to feel differently about how I'm eating at this party that has the best food ever. Mm-hmm. Like, it did not stop me from going back while I was waiting for my Uber to get a chicken satay and then put some desserts in my purse. Like, so.
Oh, and
it was
great. That was actually, well, first of all, round of applause for Remy.
Thank you.
Second of all, I saw the dessert snatching photo and I couldn't tell what anything was. I want to know what you snatched. And I also want to know, are you a habitual snatcher? Because I don't know if you know this about me, I'm a snatcher from way back.
I don't know if you remember, but I stole Madonna's clean cream from that table.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like free swag, essentially. If it's on the table, you can take it.
It was technically a centerpiece, but I asked the event organizer, I was like, can I take some stuff? And they were like, yeah, it's all going to get thrown out anyway.
Yeah, I totally would have done that too.
Oh, yeah. Anytime there's something to take, I'll usually take extras.
You gotta.
I'll Napoleon Dynamite some fucking tots into my pockets.
They're nice and warm from having been in my pockets.
Yeah.
Okay, so what were these pocket desserts that you took?
I took a berry tart.
Yum.
Had blackberry, blueberry, raspberry on it. standard tart.
All the best berries.
Yeah. And then the other thing I took that you probably couldn't recognize, it was like a marzipan looking thing.
Yeah, it was in a like fancy like green shape.
Yeah, and it had like a maraschino cherry on it. And to me, I was just like, oh, it just looks like beautiful. And it did taste good too. But yum. Not everybody loves marzipan.
I actually really like marzipan.
Yeah, I like it too.
But it is a weird texture. I know it's not everyone's thing.
See, I love the texture. The flavor, no, I'm like, that's a little strong, but I'll get through it for the texture.
Flavor is weird. Yeah, but the texture is, it's almost like you're chewing rubber or something. Yeah, it's very, not rubber, but I like weird like textures.
Same. I used to call it mlem when I was little.
Mlem?
I'd be like, it just tastes like mlem. Like in Bob's Burgers, they say it has excellent mouth feel.
Uh-huh. So mlem is...
It's a mlem. Yeah. It's like, mm. Like a, mm-hmm. like a little like...
Like gummy.
Yeah.
Yes. But I also totally soft. Get it. Yes.
Like a tofu is mlem. But also mochi. So is mochi.
Mochi yes. is mlem.
Yes.
Okay. We have to trademark this word.
Mlem.
M-L-E-M. Okay. Beautiful. I
Rem
love it.
From Lem.
It's rare that I hear a new word that I think should be added to the dictionary, but this is definitely one of them.
How exciting.
Okay. I think we should answer some of these listener questions.
For sure.
We basically just put feelers out for any questions, you know, health and wellness related, body mm-hmm. image related, whatever you wanted. And we got some incredible questions. I'm actually very excited to answer.
Yes. The first one is, how can I make my family understand and respect my decision to eat healthy?
Yeah. Okay. So this...
I like this one.
I think that I would need to know what you mean by eat healthy. Because I think that that means something different to everybody. But just in general, like if your family's giving you a hard time for eating
anything.
Differently,
yeah.
like eating differently yeah. than they do... That's really not chill because,
yeah,
I mean, but I know a lot of families like this. This is the thing.
For sure.
I can imagine being in this situation.
How many times have you heard food is love?
Yeah. A million times. And I truly believe it.
Yeah. And a lot of families will be, oh, you're not eating enough. You're not, nah, like, we want you because it's supposed to be coming from a place of love. But I think something that really simple that you can say to them is like, oh, I really appreciate your concern, but I've actually tried out a bunch of different diets and this is the one that's really been working for me. Like, it just makes me feel better. I like am at a better place mentally and like my body just feels better this way. So like, if you could just not bring it up, like I would love that.
Yeah. And you say it exactly in that tone. You really nailed the tone.
Thank
like,
you.
It's kind of like, this is just a matter of fact and deal with it.
Yeah. And it's no commentary on you or what you're eating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. And I think if you can't say it to your family, who can you say it to mm-hmm. also? Like, I've talked about getting stuck in situations with friends and, you know, I mean, with relatives too, but like distant relatives. With my family, I really do feel like I should be able to express myself however I need to and like really set boundaries and assert my needs. And I wasn't always great at that, but I think the more you do it, the easier it becomes.
Yeah.
Next time you're sitting down with your family, if somebody makes a comment like, oh, Angie doesn't want to eat the pasta or whatever it is, just be like, yeah, no, I don't. And there are plenty of other things to talk about.
Brad, I never shit on you for not liking chocolate.
Right.
Can you just not bring attention to my thing?
Right. And I feel like that's all that needs to be done. If they keep doing it, just don't show up to dinner.
Also, I'm wondering to this person, do you live with them? Because then maybe just like don't do eating stuff with them if you can.
Yeah, true. Wait, that's actually true. Like, we could be talking to a teenager right now, or we could be mm-hmm. talking to an adult who just happens to have meals with their family a lot.
Or they could be living with their dad like old Rem here.
It's true. They could be an adult who's just saving that sweet, sweet rent money.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word, because the reality is UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women, but dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do, and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. All right. Well, great question. Thank you for sending it in. This one I relate to a lot. How can I get comfortable with my puffy slash fat face?
I love this question. And like, okay, so there are a lot of things telling you that you need a sliced jaw, that you need to contour your whole ass face. A thing that I have found really helpful for body stuff, I think we've mentioned it a million times, is following body positive creators who like have a body similar to yours, or one that you're just like, wow, I really like respect them. Find fat faced creators.
Yeah. And like
make that your feed. So it's not like you're the only one.
And I also like I thought this person might mean that they were just dehydrated, like their face was just puffy. Like, how do I get comfortable with when my face feels puffy? But I'm implying that what you mean is that you just have a fuller face. And there are plenty of people to follow, just like you said, Remy, who have fuller faces. Follow Eileen Kelly. She's got like a cherubic round face. Follow me. I have a wide face. Like, and honestly,
you have a pretty angular face, I would say.
Well, but my cheeks.
Nah. I'm thinking we need more fuller cheek. Well, also
fuller cheek. But everybody's getting the buckle fat removed.
No, not everyone. Like, no, follow not the people everyone, that aren't.
But like I'm kind of hard pressed to think of, because I almost said Chrissy Teigen, and I was like, she got the buckle fat removal. I can't.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
because to me, she has a nice like full face. And by the way, I think having a full face is great. Like, I especially think as you get older, like it's such a gift.
Yeah.
And it's something that you should appreciate about yourself, because like you want to keep the cheeks. It keeps you looking like youthful and glowy. And
also, if just by following these creators, like it might give you ideas on like ways that you want to style your hair. You know, if you see somebody else, because most hairstyles, I think, are adhering to a certain face.
Yeah.
So
very true.
Yeah.
Oh, that actually makes me think another thing you can do the next time you get a haircut, you go get like maybe a hair consultation, or go to, if you have somebody that you really trust who cuts your hair, and like specifically ask, how can I make my face look the best? Because that's something I've learned about in the past year, is like specific types of layers even are better for different faces. Like they're not all created equal. I used to go to a hair salon. I would just go to any hair salon and I would say, yeah, can you cut some layers?
No.
Like long layers versus short layers versus a face frame versus no face frame. Like all of these things make a, you know, subtle but strong differences. In the way that your face looks. So
yeah, that's just something sourcing to consider. Which one to get. So that's why I'm thinking, like, look at other people and being like, oh, you have a shag or whatever. That would look really sick on me too.
For sure.
Yeah.
A shag.
A shag.
Love it.
Next question. How do you navigate fear of weight gain in a loving relationship now, given your past experiences? Okay. So I do still have fear of weight gain. But I not only like get myself on board with loving myself at any size, I like kind of make it a point to have my boyfriend grab areas of me that I would otherwise be embarrassed of.
What do you mean you make it a point?
Like I make
you,
it a point.
You like specifically tell him morning, to grab things?
Yeah. I like pulled up my shirt and I was like, rub my belly.
Rub my belly, you little bitch.
No, because I...
the little bitch is implied.
Yeah. I had like a feeling like the day and the night before or whatever, just being like, oh, my belly looks like pretty big. But then I like went over and I was like rubbing it and like just being nice to it and stuff and being like, you're cute, and pinching it and stuff. And then I was like, okay, now you do it. Because if we can both do it in a loving way together, like then he knows I'm not insecure about it, or like it just creates a different culture. Like I don't want to have myself sucking in every time he clutches me, anytime we're spooning. Like I wanted to create a normal where we're both relaxed and like, yeah, if the thigh is a little thicker, like I'll make him grab it.
I love that. Like, I'll just be like, I really do.
Jiggle my thigh.
Jiggle my thigh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, I guess it could be like a partner exercise. Like,
yeah,
that totally makes sense. But
there's also things I don't really like him to say to me. Like sometimes he'll be like, oh, you're so little this morning.
Okay. Let's talk about this.
You know,
first of all, why don't you like that?
Because I think he means thin. And I think that means better.
What does he mean?
Just small. You're so little.
But so he's being cute by saying you're so little this morning. Mm-hmm. He really means you're just a little person.
Yeah.
Because you are.
Yeah.
But it's like if somebody would be like, oh, your eyes are so blue today.
Right.
It's like they always are. But it's kind of like an excuse to give a compliment.
Totally.
That's cute. I mean, but you don't like it because you think like it makes you self-conscious that on all the other days
that I'm not little enough.
So then do you correct him, or are you kind of like,
I'll be like, can you say, yeah,
I have a hard time doing that. And I was talking to Andy about this very recently. He said, I'm sure that there are things that I say that in the moment you don't say anything about. Mm. And I kind of flashed back to all these times. It's even like I feel guilty even saying it because I know that he does not mean anything by it.
Sure.
And this is like the situations that you get in when you struggle with body image, but you're also in a relationship. It's like, that person is not me. That person doesn't think all the same things I think. Mm-hmm. And that person maybe hasn't had so much experience with somebody who has the type of body issues that I have. So I'll give you an example. We were out to dinner and he did not mean anything by this, but he said, oh, I think I got pasta and I got like some kind of lasagna or like veal Parmesan or something. And he said, you're not going to be in a bikini for like 10 months. You can eat as much pasta as you want.
Oh, I hate that.
But he didn't mean it in the sense that, like, if I was going to go to the beach and wear a bathing suit tomorrow, I can't eat pasta.
Sure.
He was just making light of...
It's part of the culture, unfortunately. It's part of
the culture.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, correct him and say, like, I don't know if I like that. Yeah. You know? But I get that that's really uncomfortable to do, especially when you're having a nice moment. Like, it feels kind of shitty to have to turn everything into a teachable moment.
Sure. Yeah. And that's what sucks about life. Yeah. Is, like, you don't want to ruin the moment, but that's kind of probably the best time to bring it up because there's nothing else wrong going on.
Right.
So you can be like, listen, I love you, but, like, never say that again.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is, I said something kind of like that. Yeah. I don't remember what I said. Yeah. But I was kind of, I you know what?
You're
I
think like, who are you, Barry's boot camp?
I think I probably said, like, so if I was wearing one tomorrow, would you tell me not to eat
right.
the pasta?
Right.
And he was like, of course not. And I was like, so don't say
so
that.
So don't say that now. Yeah. Yeah.
But he didn't mean it. You know, he grew up in a family.
But you found out his intention by asking those questions too.
Yeah.
You didn't automatically assume.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, little things do come up like that sometimes. And sometimes it's pretty inconsequential and I don't say anything. And then other times I do. But I think do whatever feels good to you in the moment. Like, if you're going to be thinking about it for the rest of the day, what your partner said and like what they could have meant by it, it's so much easier to just address it
ask
right
them.
Then and there.
Yeah,
yeah, just ask them. The other thing that I was going to say is this person said, how do you navigate the fear of weight gain in a loving relationship?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if part of this question, and it's possible that I could be misreading it, but is part of this question that people worry about gaining weight when they're in a relationship?
Well, yeah, because you're in love and you're comfortable. I think.
Love chub. No, I know all about love chub.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't think it's anything to be afraid of.
No, especially if you're doing it together.
Right.
You know,
I mean, all it means is that you guys are going out to dinner together. Mm-hmm. You're, you know, sharing a lot of meals and having fun times together.
Weight used to connote wealth. Now it connotes happiness in your relationship.
True. So true. Yeah.
Sometimes.
I've never I've honestly never experienced that. I don't think it happens to everybody.
Oh, we did together. That's why.
You and Ben gained weight together.
Yeah.
I do know people who that has happened to, but. I was heavier when I met Andy. Mm-hmm. So I've never had that experience.
Yeah.
I think it's just different for everybody.
Totally.
I just don't think it's something to be afraid of because I do think sometimes when you are so afraid of the thing, it actually manifests into the thing.
Yeah.
For various reasons, but just don't worry about it. Like if this person loves you,
mm-hmm.
it's a non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's not like the most helpful piece of advice, but I really do believe it.
I do too.
It's a non-issue. And if it does become an issue later on, talk to your partner.
Yeah.
That's
also, there have been moments where we're like, oh wow, we really haven't moved in a very long time. And like, we haven't eaten anything healthy in a really long time. Like my body's like craving healthy food like mm-hmm. yours. And like, yes. And like, you'll go through cycles together.
Yeah. Totes.
And don't judge their body. That's one way to make sure that you don't feel that they're judging yours is like, try not to have thoughts about theirs.
Yeah, I like that because it goes both ways.
Goes both ways.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular, and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged, and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, this person says, I've been seeing the quote, food isn't good or bad idea a lot, but I don't really get it. Thank you for admitting that you don't really get it.
Yeah.
Aren't there good and bad foods? I like the way it's phrased.
Yeah.
I will explain how I interpret there are no good or bad foods.
Yeah.
Food doesn't have a moral value.
Yeah.
Meaning if I went to McDonald's and got a bunch of chicken nuggets and that's what I ate for lunch, that wouldn't be any better or worse than me going to Chopped and getting a big old salad for lunch.
From a moral perspective.
From a moral perspective.
Yeah.
From a
self judging perspective.
Right. And yeah. It's an easy concept to understand, but it's not. It's kind of the opposite of what we believe in our culture, many of us at least, because, you know, where does the expression come from? I ate so bad today.
So bad today.
Or I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good with my food choice, you know? And I don't use any of those words anymore because I don't think it's positive or helpful to put a moral value on your food.
Right.
It's just going to make you feel guilty about eating certain things. Mm-hmm. And it's just going to make you like feel abnormally superior for eating the other things when really you should be tuning into what your body actually wants.
Totally.
So if my body is craving a pizza. Yeah, nuggets.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Like, who am I to pass judgment on my body for wanting certain things.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like we've been taught to see our bodies as trained animals. That it's like, no, bad.
Yeah.
You don't eat the steak. You know, it's like, okay. All right. Like your body doesn't need to have its nose slapped with the newspaper. You know what I mean? Like it's about showing empathy and, compassion and understanding for your body and for what it needs.
Yeah. And for your, what is it called when you, your cravings.
Honoring your cravings.
Honoring your cravings.
It's very, very important in intuitive eating.
Yeah. All this being said, that doesn't mean that there aren't foods with different nutritional values.
True.
I know I need a protein in the morning, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's good to know what foods have protein in them.
Yeah.
For those reasons, like it is good to look into, okay, so you can get it from nuts. Oh, you can get it from eggs. You can. It's not saying those are good foods. Those are good for protein.
Totally. And for that reason, I am a big fan of adding things. So if I'm craving something that I'm so conscious of protein, I think I've shared this with you. Like I try to get it in at every meal. Because it's really good for your muscles. It prevents migraines. Prevents migraines, keeps you satiated. It's just protein is the best, guys. Mm-hmm. But I'll add it in. So like, for example, if you're craving cereal and that's what you really want, cereal is not very high protein. It's not going to keep you satiated for very long. So to add, you know, maybe a little protein shake on the side.
Yeah.
Add in a little protein or maybe a side of scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just adding
one
things.
Of those shakes.
Yeah. The
Owen.
The Owen shakes.
Yeah.
They're a great source of protein.
I love them.
It's about because my mentality used to be, okay, well, if the thing I'm craving isn't, quote, good,
yeah,
then I should replace it with something else. No, you don't have to replace it. You can eat the thing you want and also add something more nutritious on top of it.
There are sometimes your body needs sugar.
Yeah.
Have you heard of low blood sugar? You know, like there are times that you need sugar and your body will tell you. Like, so in that moment, that's a good food for you.
Totally.
You know?
And it's the most easy source of energy as well.
Some people really get down on sodium and salt or whatever, but there are people that like they can tell that they are low sodium. Like I have a friend who used to drink pickle juice out of the jar.
I drink pickle juice out of the jar.
And it's like it's probably because your body needs to. Like nobody would choose to be that fucking strange.
Well, now I feel much better about myself. Yeah, I have five jars of pickle juice in my fridge right now.
Yeah, somebody yelled at a friend of mine being like, hey, you didn't throw out this jar. It's got no pickles left. And she was like, there's still the juice.
Wait, this is me. Like, this is me. Like, I have these jars are taking up space in my fridge. Like, I need the space.
Yeah.
But I can't throw out the juice. What am I going to do? I guess I could consolidate the juice, like pour it all into one jar. The problem is they're different brands.
Right.
So they're different tastes. Different tastes, different ratios of vinegar to garlic to dill. I don't know. I'll have to like figure it out.
A little pepper flakes. But yeah, that's what we mean by good and bad.
That's what we mean by like there isn't good or
things
bad.
Things definitely have different nutritional value.
And it's important to be conscious of that. Yeah. I will. The last thing that I wanted to say about it is there is a concept in intuitive eating. It's called gentle nutrition. Mm. And it is the last step, the last principle of intuitive eating, meaning that it is not the least important, but the thing that they want you to focus on last.
Well, because if you focus it on early, like
you get
they
all
want,
mixed up.
Right. They want you to get over all the hurdles
exactly.
of feeling a certain type of way.
Exactly. So like from an intuitive eating perspective, I would say focusing on honoring your cravings, actually eating when you're hungry, you know, these basic things that a lot of us become out of touch with from chronic dieting and just from living in the culture that we do. Once you work on that, then you can move on and be like, okay, yes, there are no good or bad foods, but can I be incorporating a little more nutrition into my daily food?
Do I need more calcium? How do I get that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's like a very easy and natural way to do that if you are interested in doing that.
Totally.
I saw a
question that I don't even know if we can answer this, but I want to bring it up because it feels really relevant to me, and I know that it is relevant to you as well. This person said, I'm afraid to gain weight. I'm in ED recovery this year, and it's my wedding, and my family is very judgy. Do you have any tips for working through this? So this is something that we've all wanted to, Emily and I have wanted to talk about, is like the shedding for the wedding culture, like in general, and like...
It's very pervasive.
It's very pervasive, but also like just like... I have a personal fear of ever getting married because I think of the wedding as like the time where you look perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm so scared that I will never look perfect and that I don't deserve to have this day if I don't look perfect. And like, it is something to like deconstruct within yourself. You are already on this journey. Emily, do you have any
tips? Well, yeah. And I was saying to Remy, like, I feel like a big hypocrite answering this question because while I can say, I'm not going to give a fuck if I ever get married. You know, I'm not going to give a fuck about what size my wedding dress is or what I'm going to look like on that day or, you know, but I really don't know how I will feel in the moment because I see the pressure that is put on brides and I see the pressure that they feel because I've been to a lot of weddings. I've known a lot of people that have gotten married.
I mean, your eating stuff stemmed from a wedding.
Yeah, actually.
You know, like,
that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because when my sister got married, the pressure was not just on her to look her best. It was also on
everybody,
me to look my best.
Yeah.
And my mom in the mother of the bride dress and everything. It is so overblown. We so turn this molehill into a mountain when it comes to weddings. Mm-hmm. Like, the wedding is supposed to, like, it blows my mind. I think about it all the time, like what the wedding is supposed to be versus what it actually has become in our culture.
It's become a photo shoot.
It's become a photo shoot and like a reason for the bride to become a star for a day.
Yes.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's fine for you to have a day where
you can also be a star at any size.
And
that's
agree.
Something that's very like, if the wedding day is your day to be a celebrity, then be a celebrity who is so comfortable in their body, who's like an inspiration to other people. Like, I know that's so hard to say, especially with a judgy family who's like, you need to look your best, your best, your best. But you're going to look your best if you feel your best, and keep going with your recovery, because it's like this party that I went to. It was almost destroyed by how I felt. You know, this, your party is a way bigger deal.
Yeah.
This is a big deal in your life. You should be able to enjoy your wedding day. And it shouldn't be about if anybody else thinks you look your most attractive, because your number one person has already chosen you.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kicker, right? It's like,
yeah,
that person already chose you. That person loves you just the way you are. I want to congratulate you on your recovery. Mm-hmm. It's a really hard thing to do. And I'm very impressed that you're reaching this milestone in your life, that you've maintained a healthy relationship long enough.
Yeah.
Like, and you're in eating disorder recovery. Like, that's a big fucking deal. I would be very...
And congrats on your wedding.
Yeah, congrats on your wedding. But I would just be very, very careful not to put your recovery at risk. You need to be choosing recovery every step of the way. And that includes when you go pick out your dress. Yeah, when you go pick out your dress, when the dress salesman, saleswoman, whatever gender they have at the bridal salon, when they say to you...
You can select genders at the bridal salon.
You can actually select whether you have... Wouldn't that be wild?
Yeah, it's like that's we've like got dystopian. Dresses with sleeves, and then we've got males that can help you. Ew.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't know if this is fucked up, but I don't want a guy helping me into my wedding dress.
Listen, as long as he is sweet to me and doesn't like is hopefully gay.
True.
And doesn't make me feel bad about my body. Isn't like, ooh, that dress is more slimming.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, that is more flattering.
That's one thing that I think these bridal salon people do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a dig against them. They're trying to make a sale and this is what works. And yeah. Like, you know, yeah. you hype people up in a certain dress and whatever. But if somebody says to you, oh, do you want to order this in your size or do you want to order it a size down? Like, are you planning to lose weight?
Right.
If somebody says that shit to you, because I know that happens. Like, don't even allow yourself a second to consider getting a smaller size.
Yeah.
Because it's a fucking trap. Because then what's going to happen is you're going to be stressed out about fitting into that dress.
And you're going to gain weight.
Well, either I didn't even think of that.
Or you'll lose too much.
You'll gain weight or... You're just going to fall back into your eating disorder because you're going to be like stressed out about the dress.
Yeah.
And then it's not going to be about the dress anymore.
Yeah.
And I've had this happen before so many times and it's not worth it.
Don't buy a dress that's supposed to be a goal. Buy a dress that fits you right now.
But this is such a normal thing. Like, do you have friends who've gotten married and they always order their dress like two sizes down? It's like a very not always, but it's a very standard practice.
It's why I have not even considered like marriage.
Right.
You know, like I don't want to do the wedding because of what it means and what you have to look like. But it's not true. Like,
it's invented.
It's invented.
Let's just elope. You and me.
You and me. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's all the advice that I can offer. I've never been married and I've never gone through this. And I do think that there would be challenges for me.
Yeah.
And there would be challenges for Remy.
Yeah.
But just stick to your guns.
And try to surround yourself with the positive members of the family and do that same talk that we said to the person who like wants their family to respect their decision to eat healthy. Ask them to respect your decision to keep recovering while you're going through your journey.
Yeah.
Hey guys, remember this? You know, like.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they know.
I don't know what they know, but they need to know.
I don't know what they know because you're saying they're very judgy. I mean, I would. That's not a very nice thing to be judgy about.
No, I know.
But I don't know, like, if they have been through it with you. Like, I don't know the nature of your recovery or your eating disorder. But if they don't really know the full extent of it, definitely say something.
And if something's really tough, DM us. We're here for you.
Yes, you can DM me anytime.
Yeah. If anybody says something mean, we'll make fun of them with you.
Yeah, I love making fun of people. Behind their back, though.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's your favorite chain exercise class?
I don't have one. Do you?
Okay. I would say my favorite chain class. It's funny to think of it as a chain. Yeah. I always think of restaurants as chains. I would
McDonald's,
say
McDonald's, Wendy's, and Bar Method.
Well, you kind of just blew it. It's not Bar Method, but
Core Fusion?
I would say Physique 57 is my favorite one. That's the one that I've done the most, but I haven't actually taken a class in a year and a half, longer, honestly, 2 years maybe.
I want to try 305 Fitness. I hear it's really fun.
That's like
it's
a dance party, right?
Yeah.
I will try that with you if you want.
And it's also a chain. Yeah, let's do it.
But yeah, if you are into bar, and they don't have it in every city, but New York and LA and possibly other places, try Physique 57 because what I like about it is it's not like other bar. It's not like other bar classes. It's not like other bar classes where it's like you're just doing each muscle group separately. It's kind of like also a dance party.
Yeah.
It's not. I don't want to misrepresent. It's not a dance party, but like they blast really loud music and you're kind of moving the whole time. So it's
a gym class.
You are getting like adrenaline pumping as well as you're at the bar doing squats and shit. It's fun. I think it's fun.
At the bar. Let's do one more of these.
Okay.
So this last one was, do you like affirmations? Do you have any good ones you say to yourself? Yes, I do. And I wrote them myself too.
Thank God, because I do not.
I customize my affirmations and I wrote them June 27th, 2022.
Did something inspire you to write
them?
I
think I had an event that I had to go to where I have to meet a lot of people and I was intimidated by a lot of people.
Okay.
And yeah, I get really anxious in social settings.
Same.
A good amount of time. So here are Remy's affirmations. I know myself. I am not better than anyone. I am not worse than anyone. The people who support me are so cool. I am allowed to be nice. Nice isn't weak. I should appreciate my body more. I don't have to do anything I'm not ready for. I am ready for a lot of things, and accepting that readiness is great.
Wow. Okay. I like how some of these affirmations are about how other people are great.
Yeah.
Like, you had one that was like, my friends are so cool.
No, the people who support me are cool.
Okay. Well, okay. So that is a little bit about you, but still, that it's not your typical affirmation.
No.
So do these actually help?
Yeah.
Do you read them often?
No, it's really only like when I go into like a situation that I think I'm going to be really intimidated by.
So like, it's not any social event. It's a social event where maybe like you really don't know anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, though that's hard.
Yeah,
for
or there's like somebody cool there that I want to impress or whatever, and I have to be like, they're not better than you, they're not worse than you. That's a person.
Yeah, I love that. I never got into the affirmation thing really. I mean, I've described my love for the Serenity Prayer, which is kind of an affirmation.
Yeah,
which is God grant me the strength to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Boom.
I think that's it for today's episode, you guys. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow. And if you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our merch at shop.betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe. And of course, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Remy Casimir. And we are always with you
through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.